Neil, big thank you for joining us pre-match. Obviously, the pitch is in fine fettle, as we come to expect here. What's your thoughts ahead of today's game?
Always like coming to Hyde. You know, people talk about 3G surfaces. This is probably the best one that we've played on. It suits our passing style of football. However, you know, there's been an upturn of events in the last week with, you know, Dave McGurk standing down, and then obviously the temporary manager put one in charge, and they got the new management bounce in midweek and won 3-0. So, you know, on the back of our, you know, start, good start to the season, we know we're going to be in for it today, and we've got to be as good as we can be, and as better than what we was on Tuesday night.
That 3-0 win for Hyde against Grantham midweek, have you had a chance to watch a bit of that and work out, because obviously it's no longer a Dave McGurk side, is
no.
it? So.
No, I've watched basically all the highlights. I've seen the goals, I've seen how they set up, which is different to what Dave did. But it's that new bounce, isn't it? You know, when I came into FC United, I think we went 6 unbeaten, and then, you know, kind of the rot then sets in. But, you know, if players want to impress managers, then they're going to turn it on for the first few games, and you get to find out about people's attitudes and potential after that. So we're in for a massive test today. Also, it's a local derby. And obviously we've started well, and people look at our last two results against Buxton and South Shields and think, right, let's go and stop them. But we are up against it today. You know, I've known Dan Labakum, he's fallen ill, so Lewis King, we've signed the 24th hour, will make his debut today, and we're nursing two or three bodies today, and you'll see with the lineup that we're having to rest and rotate yet again.
So when it comes to fitness elsewhere, I mean, it's been a hard fortnight into the season. How are we shaping up apart from the goalkeeper?
Good news is Mike Donoghue has had his cast off yesterday, so he's targeting the Whitby game away, which should be great for us. We've just got bumps and bruises. Curtis Jones had to come off the other day. Regan Linney's got a tight groin. Finn Sinclair's got a tight groin. We've got, you know, a couple of problems that maybe at the fullback areas as well today. But listen, we'll patch them up. We've got another game in 48 hours. We've got to take one game at a time, and today's the most important thing. And if we get through today, we'll have to reassess and reevaluate for Monday's game.